Good evening. Here are this afternoon's main news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has issued a second warning against travel to Ukraine and urged any nationals or residents of Luxembourg currently in Ukraine to return home. The statement noted that flights are becoming less frequent and anyone whose presence isn't absolutely necessary is thus urged to leave as soon as possible. Staying on the subject of Ukraine, Minsk announced today that Russian military exercises in Belarus will continue, leaving Moscow with large forces near the northern Ukraine border as Western powers warn of an imminent invasion. Moscow had previously said the 30,000 troops it has in Belarus were simply carrying out readiness drills with its ally, which would be finished by February 20th, allowing the Russians to head back to their bases. For the latest developments on this story, visit the dedicated live ticker on rtltoday.lu. The death toll from torrential rains that triggered flash floods and landslides in the scenic Brazilian city of Petropolis has risen to 152, authorities said on Sunday, as the Pope sent his condolences. Rescue workers and residents searching for their missing relatives continued digging through mountains of mud and rubble in the southeastern city, which President Jair Bolsonaro said Friday looked like scenes of war. Police said 165 people remain missing after Tuesday's storms. It is unlikely any more will be found alive beneath the wreckage, authorities say. Australia opens its international borders to all vaccinated tourists on Monday, nearly 2 years after the island nation first imposed some of the world's strictest COVID-19 travel restrictions. "The wait is over," Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said during a press conference on Sunday ahead of the reopening. The first flight into Sydney Airport will arrive from Los Angeles at 6 a.m, followed by arrivals from Tokyo, Vancouver and Singapore. Only 56 international flights are expected to land in Australia in the 24 hours after reopening, far below pre-pandemic levels, but Morrison said he had no doubt the number will scale up in time. And finally, Britain's 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth II tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday, but her symptoms are mild and she intends to continue with light duties at her Windsor Castle residence, aides have said. The news comes at a stressful time of scandal for the royal family and after Prince Charles, the Queen's eldest son and heir, tested positive on the 10th of February, 2 days after meeting his mother at Windsor Castle. That's it for this evening. For more on these stories and the latest news, head on over to rtltoday.lu.